I think the community part, it's easier when it's who you are and it's kind of how you live.
Doesn't feel so forced.
Rather than just attaching it on. It's like, oh, community's hot right now. Let's go get some of that. I think it matters when it is authentic enough, like it comes from a place of value mm-hmm. that you believe in.
Hey, welcome back to the Video Entrepreneur Podcast, powered by Uscreen. This is your host, Rob Balasabas. I'm the head of partnerships and community here at Uscreen. And in this episode, I'm going to be speaking with our friends, Finley and Brooke Robinson. Finley and Brooke run an online fitness business where they help give women an easier way to eat and exercise. Their company, called Be Tribal Fit, has been growing for the past 5 years, and they really believe the community is the key to helping women along their fitness journey. They have 3 teenage children and love having an online business that allows them to live active lives with their family and locally in their community of Northwest Arkansas. Now, in this episode, we're going to be touching on some really key points for anybody looking to build a membership business. We're going to be talking about the importance of community and how building and sustaining that can really improve and affect your business. We're going to talk about the reality of churn, which is a really important term for anybody looking to build an online business. So the reality of churn and what they're doing about learning and actually making sure that that churn is reduced to as little as possible. They're also going to be talking about adding coaching to their entire strategy and their business model, and also how Brooke is using Reels for paid sponsorships. All right, so I hope you enjoy this conversation with Brooke and Finley. Awesome. Finley, Brooke, welcome to the podcast. Glad to have you guys here. We've been kind of going back and forth for a while, so excited to finally have a conversation with both of you guys.
This is awesome. Thanks for having us.
Yeah. How are you guys doing?
We're doing well.
What day is it?
Yes, exactly. It feels like every day can be a work day or an off day. Uh-huh. You know, when you work for yourself and create content, it's kind of all just in this world.
It's just one long day.
Yes.
We have 3 kiddos, and our older 2 are just happen to be home today.
So we're making it, pulling it off.
Yeah.
It's a full house. Full house today.
Always.
Yes, it is. We love it.
Awesome. Well, I'm glad. Thank you so much for making time for us. I know you guys are super busy. I think this is probably the first time we're interviewing a husband and wife team. Ooh. So very cool. So before we jump in, you know, I've got a couple of questions for you guys, probably more than a couple. But why don't you guys introduce yourselves? Tell us a little bit about your business, your content, and kind of what you guys are doing with with videos and how you guys have used that really online.
Yeah, I think so. We started our company, Be Tribal Fit, about 5 years ago. It started out not as a video company. Brooke was a teacher at the local gym.
Yep.
And we
more in group fitness, and so I just have a passion for teaching groups of women.
And basically, it became a spot where I was like, "Hey, she's great at this. There's got to be a way to kind of put her in front of more people, give her more opportunities to just use her gifts." And we care about, you know, people that we get to interact with. And so we said, "Hey, let's look into this video thing. Yeah. I hear the internet's a big place. We should probably be there. It sounds like a good idea." So we started videoing a few workouts and put them on Facebook 4 or 5 years ago. There's a few of them still floating out there, Rob. They are just very tasteful. It's wonderful. It's great.
Production is like amazing. Oh, my
word. Acquired taste.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. You look back like anybody who's been doing this for a while, you kind of go,
make it stop.
Yes, this is terrible. But it still lives. So we started putting some videos online, and enough people thought it was cool and we liked it. We said, let's try. Let's just give this a shot. See if we can pull off a business out of this. And she was always the creator, kind of creative one.
Yeah. I've kind of just been creating my whole life. Like my first business was an art. I painted watercolor, and then I was a photographer for 15 years. And so when I realized I can't sit behind a computer any longer and edit photos my life away, then I started getting certified in group fitness classes. And then I was like, I love this. This is so great. I get to encourage women. I have their full attention. I can say hard things to them, uplifting things to them, tell them about their worth, and we all get a great workout together. So,
and now we've just we've exchanged editing photos for editing videos.
It never stops.
It's always something. You got to piece it together.
There you go. Yeah. There you go. So that's the lesson is, I guess a lesson in life is always just know how to edit. At some point, it's going to come in handy, you know.
And neither of us.
I am thankful I know how to edit photos.
Knew how to do it. We're kind of self-taught, which is,
there you go.
There's a ceiling to that, but you know, it's okay.
I love it. I love it.
And to answer your question a little further, so the B Tribal Fit, the B actually stands for Brooke. And then the tribal part is because I just am in love with community workouts and the group feel. And so we tried to find a name that encompassed that. And so the word tribe stood out to me because once you find your tribe, then that's mm-hmm. your people and they'll stick with you and then fit. So fitness, all different kinds of fitness formats is what I'm after. Not just one specific exercise or routine. It's we cover it all.
It's pretty great.
Yeah. No, that's awesome. That's awesome. I mean, you know, we've been connected not too long, like probably say, you know, a few months, and just kind of observing, you know, what you guys are doing online. And you guys have a beautiful family, by the way. It's such family goals, you know. But yeah, beautiful family.
Thank
and
you.
Also, what you guys, one thing you guys didn't mention is that you even have a newsletter for parents, right? Which is really cool.
I did.
So shout out to Finley for doing that, I guess.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about that as well, because I think that's super interesting.
Yeah, I think once we kind of jumped into this creator world, you just start finding ways to connect with people. And, you know, for me, like, we've got teenagers now. We're about to, you know, send some off, you know, out of the house, off to college. And for me, I was like, I've got some knowledge of how to create in this space now. And so Twitter, email, stuff like that. And I just said, hey, let's start taking some of the things that we learned and experienced as parents and try to share and be givers and generous. And so we'll see what comes of it. I don't know if there's some other opportunities down the way. Mostly it was just a passion for me, kind of taking some of the stuff we've learned in this creator space for the past few years and having a different, you know, outlet for that. And so just, I don't know, once you start creating stuff, you kind of keep getting new ideas. Then you have to keep it all sustained. And that's the problem.
I think the coolest thing is that we actually became parents pretty young. And so, and also Finley Robinson is gifted at, he loves to learn. He's a good teacher of people and he's a good teacher to people. So us being able to experience being young parents, and he was always the disciplinarian one. I mean, like, I just kind of crack jokes and make him laugh and cook a meal every now and then.
Yeah, I'm really fun.
Well, he's the one and he remembers everything. And so as a creator, one thing I just always encourage other creators to do is ask the people what they want. What do you need? What do you want? How can we help you? And so we have learned that we have lots of younger families that are just now raising their 3 to 13-year-olds. And I'm like, they're just always asking us for advice. And how do you do it? So if we go out on a double date or with a group of people and the couples are younger than us,
it's pretty funny.
They could sit with us for hours and we could talk about every single age and
it's
issue
ridiculous.
And he's just pinging off of that, and thank the Lord that, because he's such a good coach and he really, really needs to be coaching and teaching.
It's fun.
I love it.
It's good.
I love it. I'm dialed right in. Like, my kids, our kids are 8 and 12. So we're like right in the sweet spot of that newsletter. So
truly.
I'm dialed right in. So
that's awesome. You're a good
I love
man.
It. I love it. No, this is great. I think, you know, it really dovetails into my next question for you guys, which is community, you know, both for your business, for the newsletter, you know, things like that. Like, I think community definitely is something that you guys definitely love and, you know, sort of it's important for you guys. So talk to us, the listeners as well, about how you guys are doing that, how you guys are sustaining the communities that you guys are building, and how you're, you know, staying in touch with the people that, you know, are sort of gravitating to you, to your business, both the fitness side and everything else.
Yeah.
I think, Brooke, you mentioned that you guys are always asking how you can help. So, yeah, talk to us a little bit about that. Just, you know,
I'll just
the word community,
go super quick and then you can have a word, but let me handle this one. No, I'm just kidding. I realized at a really young age, I've always tried to be a pretty good student of myself, and realizing at a young age, I connect people I would connect a friend that needed a friend. I would always be, oh, I know someone that can help you. Oh, you need this person. And I'd be connecting best friends and high school friends and college. So I just am, I'm a connector of women. And I see that someone has a need over here and someone over here can help them. And I will pair them together. So I just am really, really a true believer in the community part that I love so much is that it pushes isolation out of the way, because that is one thing that stops our growth is aloneness and harboring things inside or keeping things inside, your wins, your struggles, you know, whatever that is on your heart that you feel like you need to be sharing or should be sharing in order to grow. I just feel like it's really important for people to connect and to share what's in their hearts. That's my inside of my heart for community is just, you know, to feel like you're together, you're not alone. We're all in this together, and having then being able to make our community with Be Tribal Fit kind of focused around fitness and food. We are all focused on the same thing. And so it's been pretty cool.
Yeah. I think part of it comes down to who we are as people and kind of the culture of our family, what we believe in, the values that we have. We've got a pretty open home.
Finley was raised, always had people in his home.
People in your house, people come stay, people traveling through.
Hosting,
connecting, large group, small group, whatever. And so I think the community part, it's easier when it's who you are and it's kind of how you live.
Doesn't feel so forced.
Rather than just attaching it on. It's like, oh, community's hot right now. Let's go get some of that. I think it matters when it is authentic enough, like it comes from a place of value that you believe in. And so, I mean, when we started her fitness business, we didn't know how the community piece was really going to play out. I mean, it began
on WhatsApp, I think.
No, you were using GroupMe.
Oh, GroupMe.
You would put women together in these different groups based upon what season they were in. And
I would pair them in different seasons, you know.
Wow.
And college, stay-at-home mom, older.
We would, and like every community piece, like it kind of starts and then it rides for a while and then it kind of tapers. And that's just kind of how community goes eventually. Then we've had another platform that we had, you know, but before we kind of moved to Uscreen, we actually had kind of a whole bunch of different pieces together. And so we had our videos on one site, we had our community on a different site, and it worked, but it was missing.
It became too difficult. You'd have to open one app to do the workouts, open another app to have a community feel about it. And you had to be super dedicated. And there were lots of women that would just do the workouts and text me or send me a direct message on Instagram or something like, go put that in our community site. But then they'd have to download a whole new site and remember their login. It's like
so much. I just think we were just committed to the community piece, to just keep trying and to figuring it out, and knowing that it wasn't going to work for all of the women. It wasn't going to work for everybody, right, but it was going to work for enough. And it has been both, it keeps us in touch, her in touch with the people in a good way. And it gives a lot of people who don't feel like the unique part about Be Tribal Fit, I think for her is there's a lot of people that don't have a place to belong. They don't want to go to the gym. Yeah. They don't have a community they feel a part of. And they actually feel they know her. They know the people that work out with her. They, you know, show up and post their faces. And
I say this in the best way possible, but I'm like, give me all those misfits. I want everyone that doesn't feel like they have a buddy in life to come on over, and we'll surround you with a buddy. Also, I love community features, especially what we have on Uscreen, because I love to be needed. And Finley is always like, look what you've created for yourself. Hundreds and hundreds of women who need you. And I'm like, I know. It's so great. It doesn't tire me out. I like to feel needed.
Yeah, it's cool. And you give them the opportunity to interact with each other.
Absolutely. That's the best part. Them encouraging one another. There's rarely ever a real negative. Honestly, I don't remember one super negative.
No.
Anyone coming in there and bashing, like there is a vibe. You go in there and there are women that are actually say, I don't post, but I go in there to just get encouragement. I go in there to see everybody cheering each other on. And that's what actually people say about my workout sometimes too. They're like, I press play, but I don't actually do them. I just want to hear you tell me I'm good enough. And I'm like, great.
That's awesome. So. That's
That's awesome.
That's great.
Man, so much to unpack there, honestly. Just, I mean, I think we could have a whole episode on community. You guys do it really well.
Well, thank you.
You know, there's a lot of people, though. I mean, it has become a bit of a hot buzzword, mm-hmm. right? Like, everybody's talking about community and all those. And it is important, right? As the world becomes faster
sure.
and quicker and all of that, people want to kind of retreat into smaller groups and communities. For the people that are listening, that maybe community, they didn't grow up with community, mm. you know, they didn't have, you know, the type of household that, you know, maybe we all kind of grew up in with open doors and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not natural to them. It's not second nature. What are some things, maybe just a couple things that they should at least strive for or kind of keep in mind as they are trying to build a community? Because in a business side of things, it is kind of important.
Yes.
It's almost a necessity, especially for memberships.
Yeah.
Right?
I definitely didn't grow up in a household with any kind of community. We were so far isolated. And actually, that's a whole nother podcast, is the reason behind Be Tribal Fit. I think for me, I've always had a longing for a team inside mm-hmm. my heart. And I just feel like when I hop on that community site, that is my team. It's not just me leading them. We are leading each other. Finn, you take
them. I think you do a good job of being real. And I think it's important. And
I do like to be real. It's
you know, community comes down to, like, in the truest sense of the word, it's not transactional. It's connectedness. Mm-hmm. And if you're just making transactions back and forth, that's not actually connection. That's not actually relationship. That's not actually knowledge below the surface level of the whatever transaction or information that you're passing along. And so I think there's a certain level of vulnerability that you have to have as kind of a creator, a leader, that you're willing to
share,
show hard days, good days, mess ups, share wins. Like, that willingness to be able to kind of give the range of emotions and experiences,
yeah.
I think enables people, because to the degree that you share your high and low, people will probably come inside the bounds
Absolutely.
Of which you share.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're the one who that's expands good. Kind of the boundaries mm-hmm. up and, you know, to the top and bottom, mm-hmm. they will feel safe, because mm-hmm. that's really what community is about.
That's
like
true.
Feeling safe enough to be who you are, share what you've got. They will share within the boundaries that you create within your kind of community space. And so that's where they
want to be. That must mean our community space boundaries are.
They're pretty wide.
From the east to the west. She's covered it, guys.
They're pretty wide. But that's why people are going to show up and, you know, share and comment and things like that. So, and it's hard.
I don't know if that answered this question, though.
Online is difficult. Like, it's. You have less frequency, you have less opportunity, and so you have to give a reason for people to show up and to share.
I mean, for someone that wants to start a community, I would suggest getting into some communities to see how they like it and how it feels and get the flow of posting and sharing so that they can, in return, do that for their own business.
Yeah. Right. Sort of learn from other communities as well. Yeah, it is something you can learn, right?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, no, that's good. I like what you said there, Finn, that you're basically creating safety.
That's definitely.
Sort of protecting the community. You have to be the protector of that community
mm-hmm.
and let people feel safe. So yeah, no, I love that. I love that.
Yeah.
All right. I've got some questions about family, because obviously you guys are, you know, a married couple running a business. You guys have kids in the house. You know, it's hectic. It's crazy. Talk to us a little bit about how you guys are balancing that. Maybe a couple ways that you guys are, you know, practicing and best practices for others out there that are, you know, whether they're working with their spouse or partner or a close friend, like how do you guys sort of manage those dynamics?
Well, to be honest, it feels a little bit new to us still. Finley
mm-hmm.
quit his
mm-hmm.
job in July. And so, did you kick me on purpose?
No,
did
I didn't.
Oh, okay.
No.
I was like, I'm not supposed to say that.
Just a bump. We're sitting
okay,
close.
Okay. Okay. So yeah, for us, it actually still feels relatively new, mostly for me. I'm not used to having someone in my house 24/7. And I say, yeah, so that is my one train of thought, that we're actually still learning how to do this well. And because I am, although my workouts and my online business feels as if I'm this extreme extrovert, I am not. I am an introvert that needs my time alone. I actually have surrounded mm-hmm. myself with animals. I've got a chicken coop, cats, dogs running around out there. That
people
is
people who need you.
People who need me. Back to that. So, and the funny thing is that Finley would probably say the one thing that he doesn't enjoy about working from home are the animals, because they love him and they want him and they need him. But he also loves the freedom and flexibility of being home. Mm-hmm. So, your turn.
Yeah, I think it definitely is a work in progress. We have figured out some things that work well. Some of it is just the natural rhythms that we normally have that we already knew after being married for 20 plus years. I mean, she crushes it in the morning. I am not functional at all. But in the evenings, yeah. I'm way more alive.
Like, we've got this small window out. From yes. 11 so to 1.
We've got this overlap. So today, yeah. You picked a good time for the podcast that we're here. We're both alive and well. It's going to taper off.
I'm not hangry yet. Forward. We're good.
So, no, I think for us, it definitely is we like working together because our gifts are complementary. We're very different people. Our times are very different. We do have to kind of guard some of those hours of good work that we've got to kind of work together. I think we both recognize that sometimes I have to lean in more to her way of doing things, and sometimes she has to come over to my side. So you've got two different people. You know, creative person, I'm more strategic. And we have to be considerate when we are diving into the other person's area of gifting and kind of go, okay, you need me in this area for this time. Give me a heads up. You can't just kind of spring stuff.
I've got these four ideas for you. And I'm in the middle of like, I'm working on this video or I'm making this workout or I'm.
Some of the deep work is hard, I think, because you've got to figure out when each other is actually doing those things and then finding a time to actually, we're fairly consistent about having kind of a business meeting early in the week and just kind of talking about what is, what are our priorities for the next, 7 to 10 days and trying to get ahead of that. And then sometimes, you just put stuff aside and you get to go be mom and dad and you get to go to your kids' games. I think we're actually talking, when I had another job and we didn't have much time to work together, we did more overlap in life. Actually now kind of during the day we're getting our stuff done and then we go and do mom and dad stuff other times and can just kind of put this aside.
That is working for us. We've been really, really striving for like normal work hours, I guess. And that's always been kind of hard for me because I just am thinking in the clouds all 24/7. But for us, I would say that's been one of our, it's kind of been a really, I've loved it. And then also like, we've got to quit talking about it, but we could talk about our business and ideas all the time to where we're going to have to, we need to draw the line here and create a boundary for our marriage and our family that puts them first and our marriage first. And we'll get to that. When we get to that, that's not, above all else, that's not the most important thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's actually what I was wondering. Cause I've, speaking to other, married couples that work together, you're always constantly talking about business and ideas. And, so yeah, I guess, I'm just also kind of curious with you guys, if there's like, all right, after this time, it's no business talk after 6 or after dinner or, before 9 or something,
I don't have anything clear cut in the sand on that, but
no, I think we've done this long enough to a degree to where we know, I can tell when she's not in the mood and she kind of knows when I'm not. And you just, you kind of get your hand slapped enough times back and forth. You're like, yeah, I don't want to go back and do that again. Like I know good enough not to go and bring up this subject now.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely feel like with every season of life, and I feel like I keep repeating this, but just being a good student of your spouse, of your children, always be learning what is going to be the best for them and who they are during that season. And I do feel like we have learned each other more during this, as far as knowing the good times that we work and then don't ask me to do anything at 9 or 10 PM.
Right.
He's actually been like, maybe you should go to sleep, because now I feel like the only time I have alone is if I wake up at 5 in the morning. I'm like, I have like an hour and a half to myself before the kids get up, before I start making lunches. And I love it. Like, I just crave the absolute alone. Yeah. I've been doing that a little bit more. My schedule has changed.
Yeah. And it'll change again this summer when everybody's home. And we'll have to be kind of adaptable to that. Mm-hmm. So.
Just got to be adaptable.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I love that. I think that's a perfect word for it. Is there one of you that's more of like the big idea, shiny objects, hey, we should go into here. And then maybe one person is like, no, let's like, we're like steady path. Mm-hmm. Or do you share those hats kind of back and forth? Or
I think we share them a little bit. I'm probably more the big idea in the business part of what we're doing. I mean, I think she is more creative in her lane. Like, just if it's just sheer raw superpower of creativity, she is that. Like 100%. It is what she is. It's what she's, you know, really good at. Like, if you were measuring raw creativity, she has that far exceeding me. I probably have more of the breadth of just kind of vision for our company, vision for what we want to do. I want to let her create a lot of stuff, and then I'm going to keep things kind of going as best as we can. Hey, I think we need to focus in this area. Like, our move to Uscreen was born more out of me.
Oh yeah.
Looking at this kind of going, I really think we've got to make a move. I know it's scary. I know we've got to, you know, make this pivot. What's the worst that could happen? Okay. Let's talk through the worst that could happen here. Are we okay with that? Yes. And it's been great. And I think that's more my kind of lane in what I think through.
He's always in his other job when he worked with more creative folks, they would have big ideas and Finley'd be like, let's do it. And he can get anything done that anyone wants to. He'll make the calls, he'll set the times, he'll get the organization going. The guy, he can honestly do anything. He's one of those people that can just do anything, and he's so smart.
I'm good at a lot of things, but not great at anything.
What? Like she is. Oh, that's silly.
This is my guy. This is my guy right there. Silly.
So, but I would say now, as Finley has come on board, he's been like, I've got this idea. And I'm like, I don't think we're ready for that. No. And he'll be like, Floom. It's like throwing noodles against the fridge is kind of how we feel that's like right. We're doing right now. We're like, let's see if that one sticks. You know, we're like, it stuck. Yeah. You know, because when he showed me the bowl of Uscreen noodles, I don't know why.
Wow,
I
we're
do
really
that.
Mixing some we're metaphors. Sorry, that. Rob. It's getting
messy. I was like, I mean, I was apprehensive. And so we did it. I may have even had some tears. That's just how like my trusting heart was with it. And like my claws were in everything that I had already created, and I couldn't see. This guy's like a visionary. He can see the things. And so he saw the thing. But I would say he's still coming up with these grand ideas, and it's almost like, oh, I feel like now we're like, oh, it's just not time. Oh, they're just
manpower.
Not ready for that. Oh, we don't have the manpower. I mean, honestly, that is truly, truly, truly.
That's the hard thing.
He has awesome ideas too. And we've hopped on board and we've done some of them, but some of them haven't stuck, and that's fine. We just keep moving on and adjusting. And
being a team of two has some very wonderful efficiencies. It also has some real limitations.
We do have an admin. She helps with our meal plans and
stuff.
Yeah.
It's great.
That's really good. That's really good. Yeah, no, thanks for answering that. Family, you guys have three kids, right? Teenage kids. Are any of them showing sort of any entrepreneurship sort of knack as well? And watching you guys, you know, it's like when I was growing up, like my dad was in the trades. So I was like, oh, when I grow up, I want to be in the trades.
Yeah.
I think like that's something somebody told me, like you kind of aspire to someone that's around you, you know? Mm-hmm. So I imagine being two entrepreneurship parents, like there's bound to be one out of the three.
Maybe we have one. So our oldest daughter, she's like a clone of me. We look alike, but she's pretty much like, to anything entrepreneurial at this point?
So far, I actually think.
Really?
Yes, I actually think, because here's the thing. You're the oldest, you know, there are certain pressures, and, you know, you're like your parents, but you don't want to be like your parents. And she's also a, you know, teenage girl, and teenage girls.
She's our most challenging one, but she's also lovely and can, she's in a lot of workout videos with me. So I can't necessarily say that she's all.
I think, because here's the thing, she's already had jobs. She's worked for a couple different people. She gets asked to like have more responsibility. Like, I think that there are some things I can see her. She might not be the grand visionary of launching something, but I could see her absolutely being on a team of something that starts. Our son, we'll see. He might have some
of
that. Our
oldest is 18 and then Silas is 17.
Yep. And so we'll see. He's kind of
sure would
that,
like to run his own business and make a lot of money.
Yeah, he's like, hey, Dad, can I just like get paid for like sitting around and he just
really
like
would love
you
that.
Could be a star on TikTok. I mean, I don't know.
I don't mean to roll my eyes about that.
Our youngest actually is probably the most.
She's almost 14.
Yeah, she'll be 14 and like
creative.
She's got her own little jewelry company. She started her own Instagram account.
Oh, nice.
She started using some of our kind
lights
of lights
and backdrops
and stuff like that. Make it look pretty and sell stuff online. And
I should have been wearing some of those earrings.
Yeah, it'd be fun.
Darn it.
But she, you know, she just wants to come home and make stuff and be kind of creative. And I think some of it is her just bored. She's a creative person. I think some of it is like, oh, I can.
She's
you
kind
know.
Of, I can see the creative stuff kind of like oozing out of her. She's like, I got to do something with this. And so, I mean, just today we have a group text single with every single one of our kids. And of course, Maze is called favorite.
Because the youngest, right? The youngest thinks they're the favorite.
But the last text she goes, oh, I got an order for, I don't know what state it's
yeah,
in.
She goes,
I'm going to have to ship this necklace.
So now we're trying to talk
from
to our
class,
daughter
about. We're like, you're in the eighth grade.
We got to figure out shipping for our daughter's new, you know, business.
It's adorable.
Actually, I have a video I filmed with her asking her some of these questions to put on her YouTube channel. I just haven't edited it yet. So it's kind of out there. I'm like, hey, come talk to me about what you're doing. So
I love it. I love it. Yeah. I figured you guys would be supportive of any entrepreneurship, you know, endeavors. So that's awesome. That's awesome. All right. I want to talk a little bit about creators because a lot of creators listening to us, watching us right now, and you guys are obviously very healthy and this is what your business is all about. So how are you guys staying, you know, even with, you know, other creators and other people that you guys work with, students, you know, how are you helping them, you know, sort of stay creative, consistent, but also balancing it with, you know, health and making sure they're healthy, right? How are you guys helping them do that?
How are you helping other creators?
Other creators and just the people in your group even, you know, tell us a little bit about your program.
Gotcha.
Start.
I think for us, what we have been learning and kind of preaching, teaching, trying to model as best as we can, I think that there is a new wave of looking at your life from a healthy balance standpoint that wasn't afforded a lot of people before COVID. And I think people are recognizing how much the food you eat, the way you move, the amount of sleep you get, the amount of stress you're under, all of those things is like, you know, playing a role. And so I think for us, a lot of what, you know, even just me jumping into, you know, this full time, it was a bit of a lifestyle choice for me. It was a bit of an opportunity to want to find not only some, you know, kind of independence in that creative space, but also a lifestyle where I was reading something actually today where, like, why do we have to work only within these set of hours? Like, who says that everyone's best productivity is going to be from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m? Like, I know that's how the world works in a lot of ways, but the ability to kind of say, hey, when are your best hours? When are your most creative? When are your most effective, you know, ways that you can use your time and your gifts and just kind of the way that you're made to be able to contribute right to your stuff. And so I think that's part of what we have found, just even the online, you know, video streaming. Some women work out at 5:30 a.m. Some people wait till their kids kind of their young kids get up and they put on a video for them and they mm-hmm. work out at 9 o'clock. Some people, you know, leave their corporate job and they work out over lunch and they put a video on and work out with Brooke. Mm-hmm. And then some people put their kids to bed and that's when they go work out. And so just even that streaming flexibility to be able to take care of your mind, your body, when it works for you, like that's a really helpful mm-hmm. part of having an online, you know, in our world fitness business mm-hmm. that gives people some on-demand access.
Yeah. And that's a really good question. Like I feel encouraged to be more of an encourager to creators now, just from hearing that question. I'm like, how do I encourage them? I know that as a creator, for me personally, you, as Finley was saying, you have to find your rhythm. You have to find what time works best for you. And there are times actually that I have so much I need to get done and I'm like, I'm going outside. I have to go outside. I've got to breathe. I've got mm-hmm. to see the trees. I have to get a breath of fresh air. I can't hear anyone else ask me anything. So that's
away from screens.
I have to get away. I have to get away from it and see the nature. There's something so healing in the nature that just rejuvenates me. So I would say to any creator, find what rejuvenates you and hold tight to that. And your work will be even better if you let yourself fall into whatever rejuvenating cycle or rhythm that you need. Yeah, that's what I would say.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, I think there's so much happening now. Like everyone's working remotely, mm-hmm. you know, all these things. And what you guys said about, you know, getting out of, you know, away from screens. I mean, I'm right there with you guys. I need to get away, you know, a couple times mm-hmm. during the day or else it's just, it'll slow you down, but then it makes me depressed. Active,
I mean, I will see if I get too much out of my rhythm and I dive way down into the rabbit hole of what sucks the joy and life and energy out of me. I'm worthless. I'm like, well.
Yeah. 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 Exactly. 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 And then that's when, you know, I've seen a couple peers kind of, you know, like burn out mm-hmm. and you don't take the small breaks and then you end up having to step away for like weeks because like you literally can't do anything.
Yeah.
So and it's good to stay
I
on top
too,
of it.
Like having in real life people that you know, that you mm-hmm. connect with. I mean, it's kind of back to that community piece, but
yeah.
I mean, yeah, we run a fitness company, but I go to the gym and work out with friends and it gets me out of the house mm-hmm. and it's good for my body. It's good for my just kind of heart, soul, mind, relationships. And so having intentionality kind of in all those kind of deeper health areas, like what you read matters, mm-hmm. who you're with matters, what you eat matters. And so when you kind of look at it a little more holistically, we're probably unhealthy in some mm-hmm. area of our life. The question is how long do you let that unhealth stack? And you're going to pay the tax eventually. Mm-hmm. If you neglect people, you're going to find yourself a couple years down the road really isolated. If you mm-hmm. neglect your health, you're going to find yourself a couple years down the road trying to dig back mm-hmm. out. And so
that's good.
True. I think some of the creative life can lend itself to being kind of holistically a little more healthy in all the important areas of your life, which is kind of what we're hoping to experience.
Yeah. I'm just thinking, find your music. What makes you feel good? That's probably
the
just
earth,
me.
The music, Brooks.
I'm a little bit of a hippie. It's something, I guess.
I love it. No, that's really good. I've got one more question for you guys. But before I ask you guys that as we part ways, let the people know kind of where to find, you know, you guys online and sounds kind of weird, right? Where do you find you guys? But, you know, where can they find your programs and connect with you on social and
I would say my main social is Instagram, and it's just at B Tribal Fit. Again, B for Brooke, Tribal Fit, all one word, kind of confusing. You're like, I don't really know what I'm typing in, but that's what it is. You'll find it. There you will find it. Our other one, we have a YouTube. We've got some workouts on there for free. Finley and I have also posted some parenting. There they are. Oh, and there's Finley did a Valentine's bar.
Oh boy.
With me.
What a gift. Yep.
So you can find us Instagram and YouTube.
Your website's just betribalfit.com.
Thank you. The website is just betribalfit.com. Yes.
And then there's, I've got kind of my, I'm, I'm kind of taking the project approach. So I've just, it's just my name, finleyrobinson.com. And I've just kind of set up a site. This is what I'm working on as a landing page. So parenting newsletter, talk about Be Travel Fit, some of the affiliate people that I've developed relationships with. So that's where we are.
Whoop, there it is.
If you want to go find us. So
I love it. That's awesome. There you go. So yeah, so we'll have all the links in the show notes and in the description if you're watching this on YouTube. But as we part ways, guys, you know, you guys are right in the middle of, you know, the creator economy. Mm. You know, you guys are fully online with your business. We just love your thoughts, sort of where you guys see it, all of this stuff going. Like on the business side as creators, opportunities, but also even just the way that you guys are serving so many people. Like there's no way you guys could be up all hours of the day to serve those people and do workouts with them all hours of the day, but now they can because of your program. So just sort of talk freely about kind of where you guys, where you see all of this content creator, all of this stuff
that's
going.
That is you.
To me, the two things that I keep coming back to in this creator economy are, what are you gifted in and passionate about to where on days when you want to and don't want to, you can keep showing up? Because consistency matters. I mean, you've been making workout videos for 4 years now. You make 5 to 7 new videos every single month. We've never missed a month. Like, it's pretty impressive, honestly, like when you think about how you've, but you're so committed to that because you care about your people. Yeah. And that's what you're creating out of a love for your gifts, your passions.
I'm seeing their lives change.
Your people. And so like, we care about impact and influence. And I think we want to affect people's lives for the better. And so I think, in the creator world, when you're doing it for the wrong reasons, you're going to not sustain. And I think that's really important. I also think that relationships are always going to matter. I think in the, you know, the creator economy, in the marketplace, in the business, in the office, in the, like, relationships are always going to matter. And so the degree to which you can not just create stuff that wows people or that gets attention for a hot second, but that actually has people who want to come around, who want to comment, who want to ask questions. I don't know if that's the future, but that's what I believe it should be. That's what I think it should matter.
Yeah. I feel like I just read an article or saw a quote talking about vulnerability being such a leader. You lead out of your vulnerability. And, you know, I think people love it that you have a leader that's not perfect and is kind of raw and is, you know, loving and empathetic, and also speaks truth. Can you hear our dog, Rob?
No, it's fine.
She is going berserko.
It's fine. Don't worry about it.
Well, you know, I get so distracted.
I know you get distracted. It doesn't matter.
I don't hear it at all, actually. all good.
Yes. Sorry, and that I didn't even give a pause between what I said, but she's like whining.
I think their creator economy has a ton of runway ahead of it. I think that when people share, I think the two things of, are you sharing kind of from a vulnerable place of what you're learning now, or from a place of expertise?
Yes.
When you're talking to who you, you know, either who wants to be you or who you wish you were, I think those are two channels that you can kind of run along and be helpful when it comes to kind of sharing your experiences and being a creative person who, you know, is one to put that out online.
I think those two things will be timeless.
Hey, I hope you enjoyed that episode with Brooke and Finley Robinson. Make sure you're subscribed to the show, whether it's on YouTube or your favorite podcasting app, so you don't miss any of the new episodes as they are published. And if you want to learn more about using Uscreen for your business, perhaps you want to grow and build your own membership just like Brooke and Finley here, or maybe you want to join our affiliate program or join our private community, head over to our website, uscreen.tv. See you in the next episode. Bye-bye.